You're listening to SBS News.
In a murder trial hidden to the outside world, a Saudi court has sentenced five people to death for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Prosecutors put 11 people on trial but did not release their names. Five will be executed and three others will be sent to prison. Deputy Public Prosecutor spokesman Shalan Al-Shalan said it was determined that the killing was not premeditated, but rather a spur-of-the-moment decision.
أصدرت المحكمة الجزائية بالرياض أحكاماً ابتدائية بحق 11 من المدعى عليهم.
All suspects were subject to investigation by the public prosecutor. Those convicted were sent to trial and those who were not were released by the public prosecutor and the court for lack of sufficient evidence.
Mr. Khashoggi was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey in October 2018, where he had gone to obtain paperwork to marry his Turkish fiancée. The 59-year-old's body has never been found. His slaying sparked international outrage and heavy criticism of the Saudi royal family. Some accused the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of ordering the killing. He denied any involvement and previously described the incident as a rogue operation. Among those acquitted are a former top advisor to the prince and a former intelligence official. Anyaz Kalama, a United Nations Special Rapporteur who authored an inquiry into Mr. Khashoggi's killing, said the trial verdict was a mockery of justice.
What we have here is a whitewash. It's a pretense of justice. The fact that the chain of command and the state have not been investigated means that the system that made it possible for Jamal Khashoggi to be killed has not been touched.
In response to the verdict, United Nations spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said a new independent review of the murder investigation is needed.
The Secretary-General continues to stress the need for an independent and impartial investigation into the murder to ensure full examination of and accountability for human rights violations committed in the case. The Secretary-General also reiterates the UN's commitment to ensuring freedom of expression and protection of journalists, as well as our long-standing opposition to the death penalty.
In accordance with Saudi law, those convicted can now appeal their verdicts. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.